Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل Dear viewers of Madani channel, we have come back with a beautiful silsila, beautiful program. Let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran. And today as well, we have another story from the Holy Quran. Every episode, we have a new story from the Holy Quran, the incidents of the Holy Quran, what the Holy Quran tells us with examples of previous nations. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the heart of understanding, grant us the mind who can understand these stories and lessons and try to implement those lessons into our lives. Because today's episode, today's story, what we are going to speak about today, is actually a lesson for us. It is actually an eye-opener, something which happened in the past, which should be in our minds all the time. Whenever we do something or plan to do something or intend to do something, this should be in our minds. What is it? Which story am I referring towards? Inshallah, we will come to the story after listening to a narration regarding sending salawat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said that the one who recites durood upon me 50 times daily, I shall shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So today's story is actually a narration regarding punishments from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards a nation of transgressors, towards a nation of the sinful people, towards those people who failed to abide by Allah azza wa jal and a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have heard regarding the stories of Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, and alhamdulillah, in this program also, you may inshallah azza wa jal hear the story of Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam in one of the episodes, inshaAllah azza wa jal. But regarding Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the very famous waqi'ah when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam's staff, his stick, turned into a serpent, and all the tricks of the magicians who came on the order and command of the Pharaoh, the Fir'aun, the tricks of those magicians had failed, and Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam's stuff, his stick, became a serpent, and it engulfed and ate up all the other serpents whom the magicians made serpents and snakes due to their magic tricks. So what happened at that instance was that when the holy stuff of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam turned into a serpent and swallowed the snakes of the magicians, then they, meaning the magicians, fell into sajda, into prostration, and embraced the true faith. But Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, and his followers still did not embrace the true faith. Instead, Fir'aun's unbelief and transgression increased even more, and he strove even harder to torture the believers of the Bani Israel and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, used different means to oppress the people, to trouble the people. Annoyed with the cruel conduct of Fir'aun, Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam supplicated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way: O my Rabb Azza wa Jal, Fir'aun, Pharaoh, has crossed the limits and his people broke their promises. Therefore, make them suffer from such torments that they deserve, so that it may become a lesson of admonition for my people and future generations. After the supplication of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down five consecutive adab, sent down five consecutive torments on the people of Fir'aun. Those five torments, what are they? Number one, storm. A heavy storm. All of a sudden, a cloud hovered and the darkness fell everywhere. Then it started to rain so heavily that the water entered into the homes of the people of Fir'aun. They were flooded with the rainwater and water level rose up to their necks. Those who sat down drowned and killed. They were not able to get rid of it. The waves of the flood destroyed their fields and gardens. They suffered this torment for 1 week. Though the homes of the Bani Israel were adjacent to one another, very close to one another, like together, built closely. But the followers of Fir'aun were affected and the believers did not have any sort of discomfort. They did not have any water in their houses. When Fir'aun's followers could no longer tolerate the torment and became helpless, they requested Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam to pray for them that the calamity is withdrawn, the punishment is relieved and taken back. They also committed that they would embrace faith and send the Bani Israel to him. So Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam made dua. He supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The torment of storm was withdrawn. His dua was accepted. The earth produced such beautiful crops which were never ever seen. Crops flourished excessively. Fruits and grains were a lot. They were in huge numbers. Seeing this, the Fir'aun's followers commented that the storm actually turned out a blessing for us. See, a storm came and look at our crops, look at our gardens. And again, they turned away from the promise, from the commitment. And they failed to bring in Iman. And again, they got into their transgressions and sinful activities. The Fir'aun's people lived undisturbed for 1 month. But then once again, due to their sins, due to their transgressions, Allah Ta'ala inflicted upon them the torment in the form of locusts. Thus, swarms of locusts emerged from all nooks and corners, which ate all their crops and gardens. They even ate the wood of their homes. The homes of Pharaoh's followers were full with locusts, and it made their life miserable and tough. But the fields and gardens of the believers of the Bani Israel remained safe, like the previous adab, like the previous punishment of storm, in which the believers were unaffected, were undisturbed. Likewise, during this punishment as well, it was the transgressors and the sinful who were affected and not the believers. Upon seeing this, the followers of Fir'aun learnt a great lesson, and after getting exhausted and tired from this punishment, they again reached Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam and promised him that if he supplicated for the withdrawal of this adab, for the withdrawal of this punishment, they promised to embrace faith and become Muslims and become true followers, to become true believers. Therefore, on the seventh day, the torment was withdrawn upon the dua, supplication of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam. But Allahu Akbar, again these people lived undisturbed for a month, but they got into sins again. They failed to come into Iman. They did not accept the faith. Their practices of unbelief and sins commenced again. They started torturing Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam to the same personality whom they were going in times of need for dua, that, O Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will bring faith. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this punishment is removed. But once the punishment is removed, they're torturing the very same person. Therefore, they did not embrace the true faith, and again they were punished. After 1 month, another torment was inflicted upon them in the form of weevils. Some scholars said that those weevils clung onto their cash crops. Cash crops meaning the crops which are produced for sale, upon which a person's household economy works on. So those creatures were attacking upon the cash crops of these people and fruits and ate away all their food reserves. Some scholars say that it was a tiny insect that eroded the ripened crops and also went under their dresses and started bruising and biting their skins, and this restlessness and this stings were all over their body. It was like as if they were slaughtered roosters. They were like dying within themselves. Their conditions worsened so much that these insects bruised and scratched the hair of their heads, beards, mustaches, eyebrows, eyelashes, and they had an appearance of that of a smallpox victim. These insects also affected their food, water, and utensils, the pots they cook in, the utensils they used to drink water in, eat food in. And due to the presence of these insects, the followers of Fir'aun were unable to eat, they were unable to drink, they were unable to rest, they were unable to sleep, unable to catch a nap, unable to do anything at all. This torment continued for 1 week and made them very miserable. These people were compelled to howl, and once again they contacted Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam. They came into the court of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam once again in the state of anxiety, in the state of depression, in the state of worriedness. They were completely tired. They were completely restless due to the torment. They said again, this is the third time it's happening, that O Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we shall embrace faith. We shall leave our transgressions. We shall adopt the life of believers. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so the punishment can be withdrawn. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this punishment was withdrawn. But again, the same things repeatedly happened. They transgressed. They did sins. They disbelieved. They tortured Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. After 1 month, another torment struck them in form of frogs. All of a sudden, an abrupt and haphazard breeding of uncountable frogs in the homes of the people of Pharaoh erupted. They came about, these such frogs came about in the houses of the followers of Fir'aun. Wherever these people would sit, their gatherings would be occupied by thousands of frogs. If anyone would open his mouth for talking or eating, the frogs would jump in their mouths. The frogs would fill up to their cooking utensils and would sit over their bodies in hundreds, not in 2, 3, or 5, 6. In hundreds, they would be all over the bodies. Allahu Akbar, they were getting no relief from these frogs while walking, while sitting, while talking, while eating, while drinking, while lying, whatever they were doing. They were disturbed by these frogs. The people of Fir'aun were crying desperately due to the torment. And again, they contacted Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam and begged him to supplicate for them. And they took oath and promised him that they would surely embrace the faith and would never trouble the believers in future. Therefore, on the seventh day, by the blessings of dua of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the punishment was withdrawn. It was taken back yet one more time. It was taken back. But again, these people did not reform themselves. They did not realize. They did not take it as a lesson. 4 torments done. But yet these people are still sinning. These people are still doing crimes. They are still in the dust and mud of disbelief. They are still in the darkness. They are torturing the believers. Allahu Akbar. Yet another adab, another punishment, the 5th punishment was inflicted upon them. All of a sudden, the water of all their wells and rivers turned into blood. Yes, this was a punishment to do with blood. Allahu Akbar. And the people of Fir'aun complained to Fir'aun about it. The headstrong Fir'aun said that it was the magic of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Upon hearing his comments, his followers said that what kind of magic this is, that their crockery and kitchenware are filled with the blood while that of the believers remain unaffected. Then Fir'aun ordered them to draw out water with the believers from the same bucket. But it was a strange and miraculous manifestation of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when believers drew out water, it was crystal clear, pure and sweet. On the contrary, when the followers of Fir'aun drew out water with the same basket, it was completely blood. Now when the severe thirst struck the people of Fir'aun, they came to the believers and said that they would drink water with them. They would share water with them. Now how would that be? Using the same pot, using the same vessel, at the very same time, from one side a believer is drinking, from one side this transgressor is drinking, the disbeliever is drinking, because they tried everything, from the rivers, from the ponds, from the wells, from the same buckets. Now the only way left is the same pot. You drink from this side, I drink from that side. Because now you're a believer, you're not getting punished with the blood. So because of you, at least I would also be able to drink clean water. But Allahu Akbar, this punishment was so severe. The manifestation, the power of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, that in the same pot, at the same time, when the believers and the disbelievers would collectively drink water at the side of the believers, there would be crystal clear, pure, sweet water, and at the end of the disbeliever, there would be nothing but just pure blood. Allahu Akbar. In the state of utter helplessness, the Fir'aun and his people quenched their thirst by chewing grass, roots of trees, extracting water from it. But even the liquid coming out of the grass and fruits and roots was even blood. Allahu Akbar. Exhausted and tired by this miserable condition, the people of Fir'aun again requested Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. This is the fifth time now. They yet go again by this Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and request him to withdraw the punishment. Now due to prophetic kindness and compassion, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam again prayed for them. Thus on the seventh day, the torment of the curse of blood was withdrawn from them. Allahu Akbar, transgressing again and again, going for dua again and again, but yet not reforming themselves, not believing in Allah, not stopping their activities, not stopping with their transgressions and the criminal offenses. There were five consecutive torments, five continuous torments that struck the people of Fir'aun, and every torment was withdrawn on the seventh day. There was a gap of 1 month between every two torments, but the hearts of these oppressors and transgressors were so sternly sealed that they were rushed to such an extent that they did not embrace faith at all. They remained stuck with their unbelief, and every time they broke their promises. Finally, an ultimate torment struck them. Fir'aun and his people were drowned and destroyed in the river Nile. Thus the world was completely purified from the evil presence of those people who continuously did not reform themselves from disbelief and oppressing the believers. No signs of their existence were left on the face of the earth, and even no sign of their grave is left, nowhere found. This narration, this story is mentioned in the Holy Quran in these words in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 133 to 136. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran,
فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانَ وَالْجَرَادَ وَالْقُمَّلَ وَالضَّفَادِعَ وَالدَّمَ آيَاتٍ مُفَصَّلَاتٍ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ وَلَمَّا وَقَعَ عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّجْزُ قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ بِمَا عَهِدَ عِندَكَ لئن كشفت عنا الرجز لنؤمنن لك ولنرسلن معك بني إسرائيل فلما كشفنا عنهم الرجز إلى أجل هم بالغوه إذا هم ينكثون فانتقمنا منهم فأغرقناهم في اليم بأنهم كذبوا بآياتنا وكانوا عنها غافلين.
Translation from Kunzul Iman. So we sent upon them the flood and the locust and the blood-sucking flea or lice and the frogs and the blood, various separate signs. So they became arrogant and were a sinning nation. And whenever the punishment came upon them, they used to say, O Musa, supplicate to your Lord for us by means of his covenant, which is with you. Indeed, if you remove the punishment from us, we will definitely believe in you and will let the children of Israel go with you. Whenever we lifted the punishment from them for a fixed period to which they are to reach immediately, they used to turn away. We therefore took revenge from them. So we drowned them into the river because they used to belie our verses and were unmindful of them. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, do you see what kind of a nation that was? What kind of people they were? They were belying the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not embracing faith, not accepting the true path, but they were punished. But now the strange part is, when they were punished, they go for dua, punishment is removed, but yet they come to their old routine again, punished again, punished, withdrawn again, but yet again to transgression again to sins, again to disbelief. Allahu Akbar. We have a lot to learn from this. Firstly, the moral lesson we get from these events is that it is a fatal sin to break the promises and to refute and disrespect the Anbiya alayhimus salam. Due to these sins, different types of punishment struck the people of Fir'aun, and they were finally drowned and destroyed in the river. Their signs were wiped away from the face of the earth. Therefore, it is a must upon us. It is obligatory for every Muslim to avoid breaking the promises and committing sins. It is a necessary obligation upon us. Otherwise, severe torments from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may strike such people. Undoubtedly, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was extremely tolerant. Allahu Akbar, what sort of sabr? He was extremely tolerant, compassionate, and he was very kind. Despite his enemies breaking promises again and again, he alayhi salam would still feel pity for them and would supplicate for the withdrawal of torment whenever they would request. We learned from this event that it is essential for the leaders, for those who are in some sort of leadership or they are handling something, they are in the front benches of any sort of a field, that they should be tolerant and kind towards those underneath them, towards those who are working for them, towards those who are under that person's care. Such people have to be kind. Since the religious scholars are successors of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, it is utmost essential for them not to fuel the passion of revenge against their opponents. This is a message for the leaders, for the ulama, for the imams, for the teachers, for whomsoever may be in leadership, that we should follow the footsteps of Anbiya alayhimus salam and not get into the passion of revenging. But we should act upon the footsteps of Musa alayhi salam, the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Who can forget the waqi'ah, the narration of Taif, wherein stones were pelted upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But yet the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam displayed kindness. So a leader, an alim, an imam, A person who is on some sort of authority has to be kind. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam never took revenge from his enemies for the sake of his own blessed self. Instead, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would always forgive the people as per one of his glorious teachings, beautiful teachings. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Allahu Akbar, and this is one of the highlighted messages of today. From what we extract, what we learn from this Quranic narration, remember this. Teach it to others as well. What a blessed narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Sil man qata'aka, wa'fu amman zalamaka, wa ahsin ila man asa'a ilayk." Allahu Akbar. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has said, "Whoever breaks ties with you, bond relations with him, and whoever oppresses you, forgive him. Whoever misbehaves with you, treat him with good conduct." Allahu Akbar. So if we have such friends, such relatives or neighbors who are cross with us, so if we have such relatives, brothers, sisters, neighbors, uncles, aunties, with whom we are not in good terms, be the first one to go and say sorry, to go and greet that person and to mend relationships. This is the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has taught us. Let's behave well with everyone. I am good with those who are good with me. Try to be offensive with me, I'll show you what you are. We are nothing. Allahu Akbar. That's not the behavior of a mu'min. That's not the behavior of a Muslim. We should be kind. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam said, the person who misbehaves with you, treat him well. Treat him nicely. Treat him in a good manner. So this is what we are supposed to do. Take this message, inshallah. Let's be kind with others. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall shower his mercy upon us. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep watching the beautiful program. Let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Quran, 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 Quran. Let's listen to a story from the 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 Quran.